Mike Brewerton. And hello, beloved. We welcome you to a few moments of Bible study together as once again we look into the Word of God. And we're delighted that you've joined us for this Bread of Life broadcast. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John chapter 6. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who alone can satisfy the hunger and the thirst of the human spirit. He alone can fill your life to overflowing. He alone can make your life worth living and give you purpose and joy and a glorious future. Well, we've been discussing this and talking about this little booklet, the Wordless Book, that had pages of different colors, but no scripture or no writing in it, and how the Lord used that little booklet to bring me to himself as a young boy. And so we've been discussing the red page, and now we come to the next page. Remember, in the red page, the blood of Jesus was shed for our sin. Jesus Christ was sinless, and therefore only he could die for our sins. And his blood represents his life that was given for us. The sins of the human race were placed upon the Lord Jesus Christ as he hung on that old rugged cross. He died in the place of each person and for our sin. We have to make the decision to accept or reject what he did for each of us. It's a personal choice and a personal decision. Now, the black page, we come to the black page, which gives us and explains the reason why we need a Savior. So many in this world do not understand that they need deliverance from their sin. They think they can earn their way to heaven or to paradise by their own efforts, by their own good works, by doing the best they can, or even by dying for what they believe in. But, beloved, that is not true. It's a deception and a lie of Satan, who seeks to destroy mankind because God created man in his likeness and in his image as a triune being with a spirit, a soul, and a body. But when Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden disobeyed God, they died to God spiritually. In their spirit, they died. In their fellowship with God, they were taken out of the Garden of Eden, lest they eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that is, the tree of life. They had eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's why they became aware and understood what sin was. Sin is disobedience to God and disobeying his law, his righteous moral law. And God had given them a commandment there concerning the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They were in a state of innocence. They did not know what sin was. They're like a little child was in innocence that doesn't understand right from wrong. And so when sin entered in, the penalty for sin is death. And so the black page reminds us of sin and the awfulness of sin, and how that all have sinned. We read in Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man, that was the first man that God created, named Adam, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Yes, beloved, Every human being on the face of the earth has sinned. All of us are guilty as sinners. Romans 3:10 states, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. And this is a quote from Psalm 14:1 that says, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Yes, they are corrupt. They've done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. That's what the scripture means when it says, there is none righteous, no, not one. And thus we read, the individual who denies Almighty God and His existence makes a fool out of himself. That's what God said in Psalm 14:1. And so we read, they're corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Verse 3 of Romans 3. They are all gone aside. They are together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. But you might say, well, I do good things. On whose basis are you considering it to be good? Are you comparing yourself with other people and saying, well, I'm better than this person or I'm better than that person? Do you know what sin does? Sin has separated you and me from God. Only can we be united to God through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting Him as Savior, and being born spiritually into the family of God. And so today, I'm a child of God. I am pure and holy and righteous within my spirit because of believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, we see that sin makes one filthy in our spirit. And that's why we do things that are evil and wicked and wrong. You hear the news forecast or broadcast every day and the terrible things that somebody has done. And you say, how could they do such a thing? It's because they're a sinner. And you and I have the same potential to do terrible and awful things like they did because of sin. And only the Lord Jesus Christ can change our spirit and deliver us from that old sin nature. They're all gone aside. They're all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Romans 3:23 states, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Thus we see man's sinful condition clearly stated. Even as a child, I knew there were times when I disobeyed my parents, even lied when I got caught doing something I knew I should not do. My dad said that I lied even as a baby, because I would awaken in the middle of the night, cry and scream like a pin was sticking me, and then fall out of bed and rush in and turn on the light, and I would say, goo, goo. I mean, everything was all right. I just wanted some entertainment. I wanted them to come and play with me and entertain me. Everyone is born with that kind of a selfish, sinful nature, so that no one has to teach us how to be selfish, to want the biggest piece, to want our own way, to be rebellious against authority, to be envious of what someone else has, to lust for evil things, to become addicted to what our flesh craves when it says, give me what I long for. Yes, we have all sinned and broken God's holy law by worshiping and yielding to the flesh with its evil desires. As James in the Bible, chapter 2 and verse 10, toward the end of the Bible is the book of James. It states, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, He is guilty of all. God gave us 10 commandments, which are moral guidelines. 4 of them have to do with man's relationship with God, and 6 of them has to do with man's relationship with other men, such as killing. Thou shalt not kill. It's wrong to commit murder, and that's what it's speaking of. It's speaking of murder. We're not to lie, bear false witness against our neighbor. We're not to steal, take that which belongs to someone else. These are just basic moral laws that God gave to the children of Israel many, many years ago. And it's God's law that we are to keep, and yet if we offend in one point, even a little jot or a tittle, we're told in the book of Matthew, we're guilty of the whole law and breaking the whole law. You see, sin is sin, and you and I are guilty of sin. Whether it's a little sin, we call it, or a big sin, sin is sin in the eyes of God, and we're all guilty of having broken the law of God and sinned against God. It only takes one speck of ink on a white sheet of paper to take away the purity of that sheet of paper. As Isaiah 64:6 states, "But we're all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we do all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." I understand that the word for righteousness in the Hebrew is menstrual bloody rags. That is, our good works, without the cleansing power of the blood of Christ having been applied to our lives, means that we, in the best we can do, is filthy and meaningless in the sight of God. Isaiah stated in Isaiah 53 and verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him," Jesus Christ, "the iniquity, the sin of us all." Yes, beloved, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, next time you join us, I'll tell you a riddle that goes along with that verse. Until then, goodbye.